Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Locals Blush. Am I speaking with Daniel?
Yes.
Hi, Daniel. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Sounds good. I'm doing good, doing good. I just came off from a meeting. So, yep, thank you so much for having Locals Blush as a digital growth partner. And this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yes.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, I want to thank you again for having us as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay. Okay. First of all, my business is pretty much set up. I've been in business for 25 years. I do have a Google account. I've got the Google Guarantee account. I have all that, so I just need to grant you access to that and my Facebook account. I've got all that, so we don't need to do any business verification or anything like that.
Okay, gotcha.
I did give you access to my Google page, so you should have gotten that. And I can't get into my Facebook account yet because my son's got full control over it, so I'll have to get that to you. But anything else like keywords, or if you can help me how I can log on to the Local Splash, I got the credentials on how to set it up. And when I click on it, I don't know my username or anything with Local Splash.
Oh, you know okay. I mean? Yep, I see. So have you received the email welcome to Local Splash or not yet? Let me go ahead and check.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Let me just check your login credentials. Do you mean the dashboard? Is it your dashboard or the app?
Dashboard.
Just want to make sure. Dashboard. Okay. So for your dashboard, let me see if I can pull up your credentials here. Welcome to Local Splash. It's usually in the email, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay.
And let's
when
see.
When I click on client dashboard and it brings me to login, username and password, which can you tell me what those would be?
Yep. I'm trying to pull up your username and password here.
Okay.
Just one moment. If I can pull it out. Okay. I'll try to resend you the email.
Well, I don't. Is it in the email, my?
Oh yes, I see it here. I didn't see your password here. Let me try. Oh, I didn't see actually your password here right now, Daniel. I'm going to go ahead and ask my team if we could reset and they can provide you a different password, okay?
Okay. What is my username?
So your username is usually here, FS Garage Door. It's usually, and your username is usually your phone number, but I think it's different here.
Okay.
But I will check it with our team. For us to reset that. Mm-hmm. I'm also checking a different way for you, for your login credentials. Okay. Yep, I still didn't see it. So one moment, I will try to leave a message for my team to reset it while having you on the line, okay?
Okay.
One moment here.
Because I'm complicated one, they fill up only university that was built on New York, and this 16 is also retro-futuristic, just pulling out this amazing group of actors, a great model for the family, and certainly the MCU. We see a play of a protector named Fall in Love, and, which is very easy to do when you're in a cast like this. To be able to have a couple of bonds flying around, we're all cool about that. So I just feel equally deeply honored to be this, that I can talk to
everything to me is a theater. So you so involved in the question. So it's honestly amazing that you can be one full bar. It's emotional.
This was an emotional moment for our producer, Amy. Daniel Pascal, the firing her fantastic floor manager. They drove approved. But what about this nail?
All right. Thank you so much for waiting online, Daniel. I just left a message with our team. They were not able to check it right now, but I will let you know once I hear a response from them, okay?
Okay.
All right. So for now, since we'll be setting up your account here with Local Splash, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you questions so we can set up your account here in Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
And
did you get the... I'm sorry for interrupting. Did you get the information that I gave you guys access to my Google profile?
Yes, yes. I actually see it here that you have successfully added SS Manager to your Google Business Profile, and I'm letting also our Google team know that they will accept the invitation so that we can work on the optimization of your Google Business Profile, okay? And yep.
Okay, when I click on that, I have two. I've got a personal email. For some reason, when I click on my business profile, it comes up under my personal email and not my father and son garage door email. Is that going to hurt anything?
Oh, it's okay. It was on a Gmail email account, still in a Gmail email, right? It's only
for
the verification purposes or the login credential. So that's okay. Your Google Business Profile, I just pulled it up. Wow, you get the 433 Google reviews with 5-star on it. Amazing.
Yeah. Do you see what it's logged in under, what the name is?
Right now? Oh, what do you mean? Actually, you know, it still needs to be accepted by our
I see. Okay.
Yes. So once we accept that, if you have any concerns or questions to your Google Business Profile, we'll be able to help you all throughout.
Okay.
All right. And let me just go ahead now and proceed. All right, so I'm going to verify your business details, not your Google Business Profile, just to ensure accuracy when we set up your account here in Local Splash. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Father and Son Garage Door, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And the address that I have on here, that's 4655 Cobalt Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80918.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It is an office location.
Office location, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
We have everything that the state of Colorado requires,
which is technically
it's not a license. It's basically a trade name, and then insurance, of course, we have, yes.
Gotcha. So when you register your business at a state, it doesn't require license for the services that you provide, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay, all right, I'll note it here then. And are you open to publicly displaying your office address? Google have a reward. Okay, so we can share your address. Okay. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
And later in the call, I will be providing you your call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, Daniel, can we be calling you? Will we reach you out in the primary phone number 719-473-1281 or with this number that ends with 0828?
Yes, you can reach me personally at the 460 number.
Okay, 460 number. But for your tracking number, are we going to set it up with the 460 number also?
When you say tracking, I take care of Google Guarantee. I think I talked with Tina that I would continue to probably take care of the Google Guarantee. I just want you to know, so you can save you a lot of questions. we've been, I hired you guys, man, 15 years ago, so everything is probably pretty set up already. I've got a Google account. I've got verified with Google years ago. I just want to make sure everything is tweaked. I want to make sure there's no errors in there. I want to make sure there's nothing new that we can add, access, like AI, anything else. So just so you, I want you to understand that it's not a new business that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. I've been in business for a long. We've had a Google account and been verified for years. So I just want to make sure that we can remain on in the MAPS top three. So if you guys can maybe review everything. So that might just save you some questions if you want. I mean, if you need to ask me, I've got all the time you need. So just wanted to share that with you. We've got an Instagram account. We've got a Facebook account. We've got, you know, all that stuff. The Google account, obviously. So. To give you a heads up. Okay, carry on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you so much for giving those informations. It's actually going to save me some questions for you. So, I just wanted to make sure again, because we do have this call tracking number, Daniel. So the call tracking number will be able to, this is endorsed by Google itself, okay? So this call tracking number will help you, track all the leads through your dashboard and through the local splash app. So that number is going to be the number that we'll be promoting you online. And all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 0828.
Okay.
All right. So we will set you up.
Mm-hmm. I just got texted the password from my local splash dashboard.
Gotcha.
So I'm signing in right now. So I am signed in.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for this. All right. I just also got a message from my team that they just reset the password. All right. And, so you're okay with us setting up your call tracking number, right? We'll be promoting you with that call tracking number, but all the calls will go directly to your regular number, 0828, correct?
Yeah, that's fine. What do I have to do anything when a call comes in?
Oh, actually, no. You will receive the call through this call tracking number, so you would know that the people calling you are their leads, because it will tell you that it is the local splash lead. Yep.
So they'll call through I don't want any calls coming in through my cell phone, because I don't answer calls. I got girls for that at the office. So that'll all have to go through the 473 number.
Gotcha. So we will set up your call tracking number with a 4731281.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that extra, or is that part of it?
It's actually part of it, the tracking number. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the Google, the calls and stuff that come in, is that part of it, you guys, that you generate? Or?
Oh, you mean for the Google business? Yep. So this is going to be for your, for all the marketing campaigns, for your Google business profile, for your Facebook ads, and for your website. Okay? For your website, we're going to talk about them later. But for now, I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. And that would be fsgaragedoor@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, or at comcast.net.
Or at Comcast. But we are using the gmail.com.
Gmail, okay, that's fine. Gmail.net. Or is it com? Mm-hmm. It is com, right?
Yep, it's com.
But so did you say I'm going to be paying extra, or is it just a $300 a month?
Oh, for now, you actually have $299 a month subscription.
Right.
There's no extra for your.
So when these calls come in, let's say a call comes in and says local splash call, am I paying extra for that?
Oh no, you're not actually. Doing the.
So everything you guarantee? Everything.
Uh-huh.
Right. So everything you do is under the $299.
Yes, under the $299.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. All right. So the one that you actually mentioned earlier was the Google Guarantee, where you're paying for the leads, right? So actually, and I just want to make sure that I got here your correct business email. So you already have a business website, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's fsgaragedoor.com. So I am pulling it right now, and that leads me to my next question for you, Daniel. Do you want us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Probably just keep it the way it is. I mean, if you see something that needs to be tweaked in there, we can tweak it. But did you mean like build a whole new website?
Yeah, actually, we can't do anything on the website right now since this is not our design. We can only do changes if you will be applying my site. So if you want us to promote your website as is, we can promote it as is. And if you want us to create a new layout or a new design, we can go ahead and do that. But you need to provide us your domain credentials.
Yeah. I mean, that would obviously be extra if you did that.
Oh, there's
right?
no additional cost for that if you want us to create a new layout for your design. You can also think about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably something I could give you access to it, sure. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So would you like us to create a new layout for you, or do you want us to promote it as is?
No, probably right now just as is.
Okay. I'll note it here then, as is for now, and if ever you do change your mind, give us a call if you want us to create a new layout, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see. And now let's set up your call tracking, the one that I just mentioned earlier, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to the main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Danielle. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay?
Okay.
So let me see. Okay, so the number that starts with 719, let me check what they have for you. Okay, so they got this 719-245-7515. Are you okay with that phone number?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, nobody's going to receive that other than us when at the office, right?
Yep, so they will be your clients will be calling you this number, but all the calls will still go directly to the number that we will set up, the office number 719-473-121-1281.
So the customers will see the number you just, the new number that you just told me, or they will see 473?
They will see the number that I just told you, the 719-245-7515. So we will be promoting you this number.
So we can't keep our same, we can't keep our existing number.
So you want to keep the 1281?
Well, just because that's what we're known by. I mean, we've, you know what I mean? That's just what we're known by. I thought you would have a number that would feed in, that would call forward from ours to your number, so we would see, you could track it. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody sees that's 245 out there and they call that 245 and then they store that in their head, and then let's say in a year from now, I don't want to do business with you guys for whatever reason, well, they won't be able to get a hold of us. You know what I mean?
Yep. Actually, if ever in case you wanted to cancel your services and you wanted to keep this tracking number, you can also keep that number. But the thing is, the reason why I really wanted you to have the call tracking number, Danielle, is it will help you with the leads and the tracking and filtering out spam. But I just want to clarify, are you okay with the call tracking number setting up for you?
So I can't use our existing number is what you're saying?
Yeah. If you don't want us to go ahead and work with a call tracking number, then I will have to discuss it with Tina. And if they will approve, if the management approves, then we can keep your phone number.
Yeah. I mean, if you could ask them, that would be preferable. Again, who knows? I could be working with you for the next 10, 15, 20 years. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying if, say if we're not getting results and then customers are seeing that number and they try to call us in a year and a half and say, hey, they won't be able to get a hold of us. You know what I mean?
Yep, I understand. I understand.
But my number has been the same for 20-plus years, so I kind of like to keep that.
Mm.
But whatever you guys do, I want you to be able to get, you know, results and see that your results are coming in.
Gotcha, I understand. Yep, and the reason why we really highly suggest for the call tracking number, Danielle, is because of the results. We will be able to help you check all the leads and track the progress of your account with a call tracking number also. That's why we highly suggest. And I do get your point also that you wanted, just in case you will cancel the services and people might be using this phone number, same number that we will be promoting you with the tracking, right?
What's gonna determine if I stay with you guys or not is not if if I get five calls in a month from now that they say from Local Splash, well, who's to say those aren't ads that I've already got running, but now you guys are managing them? You know what I mean? Is the only thing that's gonna get me to believe that it's really been advantageous working with you guys is our load of our work. I can tell. I can tell when we're busy, when we're slamming the phones are busy, when the phones are coming ringing. If that happens, it doesn't matter how many calls are coming in for you guys or not. I'm going to keep you guys. I'm going to keep working with you. So as long as our phone is filling up and I'm filling up our trucks, it doesn't matter where they're coming from. I'm going to stay with you guys. You know what I mean? It's a small investment. I pay Google Guarantee now about $14,000
a month. Oh, wow.
$14,000 a month. Yes. Mm. So, but we have to get the trucks. I got to keep my guys busy. So as long as we're busy and two jobs coming from you guys a month, it doesn't matter to me if it's two or 200 or 2,000. As long as we're busy, I'm going to assume it's working. So to me, that call tracking is irrelevant, you know, as long as our phone is ringing. So I mean, if you want to talk to Tina and approve it, I would prefer to keep our current number in the ads.
Yep. All right. So since we need to discuss about the call tracking, would it be okay if I will have Tina talk to you just to make sure if she will approve this or not?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Daniel. So I will just leave her a message. And would it be okay? She will give you a call. I will try to leave her a message. And everything is fine. If she approves without the call tracking, I will give you a call back to continue the client interview and finish the setting up of your account. Okay?
Okay. Thank
you. All right. Thank you so much, Daniel. I will leave a message now to Tina to reach her.
Is there anything else you want to go over? Because, you know, I want to.
Or do you want me to finish the interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that way, all we'll have to do is get their approval or not. So.
Yes. Okay. So let's go ahead and finish then. Let's just go ahead and finish. All right. And let's just skip for now the call tracking. So earlier you mentioned to me that you want to stick with the keywords that you have. You don't want to add any keywords, right?
Maybe we can go through the keywords. I can rattle some off, and you can tell me if we've already got them.
Gotcha. All right. So I just want to make sure that the service that you offer are garage door services, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Garage
door. I actually pulled up the top performing keywords for you under garage door.
Yeah, garage door or garage door openers. We do everything to do with garage doors or garage door openers.
Okay, gotcha.
So, spring replacement, cable replacement, bent panels, broken garage door, new garage doors, new openers, you know, broken garage door opener, Liftmaster openers, Chamberlain openers, Genie openers. I mean, any keywords that will help. That probably comes up, you know.
All right.
Bottom threshold and bottom seal, weather seal, you know, securing the garage door, whatever, if you want to rattle some off or what you tell me what you want me to do.
Okay, so I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under garage door, and I'm going to read to you and let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out or add from the list, because we optimize for all of our service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So I do got here, Daniel. Do you want it to be found first with the keyword garage door contractor?
That's probably the only one. Is that, that's the category we'd be under?
Yep. This is only part of the keyword, but you will be under garage door. Just want to know you want it to be found.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Google's only got a couple different categories for us to choose from, don't they? Like garage door contractor.
I'm going to add the other keywords for you. You don't have to worry. I just want to make sure if you want this to be the top keyword. Okay. So I have here garage door contractor, garage door repair, garage door installation, garage door replacement, garage door opener installation, garage door opener repair, garage door spring replacement, garage door spring repair, emergency garage door services, emergency garage door repair. We have residential garage door services, commercial garage door services, garage door maintenance services, garage door cable repair, garage door truck repair, garage door panel replacement, garage door opener replacement, garage door remote programming, custom garage door installation, automatic garage door installation, and garage door replacement contractor. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Those all sound great. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Could we add a few?
Yes. I'm going to ask you actually if you have some services that I have not mentioned that you would like to add.
Okay. Probably, I think one of the main searches, if somebody's got a broken garage door, they're going to probably search for garage door service, garage opener service. I know you mentioned garage door repair, which is kind of the same as service, but it's not. So garage door repair, I like. I'd like to have garage door service. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have broken garage door spring, because even though it says spring replacement, some people will search for broken spring on a garage door, mm-hmm. a broken garage door spring. That's what I would type in if I had a broken spring and I didn't know the business.
Mm-hmm.
I would type in broken garage door spring.
Or gotcha.
annual garage door maintenance, or lube and tune garage door, or roller replacement, garage door rollers and roller replacement. Yeah, if somebody crashed into their door, bent garage door panel, garage door stuck garage door. Service, anything that you can think of that people would Google. Yeah, estimates, free garage door estimates. You can put, because we don't charge for estimates. Let's see. Anything else that you can think of if you were searching for a broken, if you had something broken, what you would put in there. But,
Okay.
Well,
anyways, we have good keywords for now. Those keywords that I have mentioned are the top performing that we have from Google itself.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm going to add those keywords that you have mentioned. So I have added here garage door services, garage opener services, broken garage door spring, annual garage door maintenance, Libertune garage door roller replacement, garage door panel, stack garage door services, and for the free estimate garage door, are we going to add that? Anyways, those are like not service, and we don't want to hurt your optimization, but we will note on your account that you do offer free estimates.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. And
when you say services, will that be the same? Will Google pick it up if somebody typed in there roller services as opposed to roller service, garage door broke. So that S on the end of services doesn't matter.
Yeah, I will have to clarify it with our team if we need to add the two keywords or if one would do, like just the service or the services. But most people search for the service only, right, and not services.
I think
also my thought. So we can actually add the service for now, like garage door service, garage opener service, like that.
Yes, please. And then, like a broken roller. But it sounds like we've got a good start on probably everything that we need there.
Okay.
And I can add more to the dashboard, right?
Yep. Actually, I'm sending you an email also with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can apply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
All righty. And now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Daniel, is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
No matter what the situation, if there's a customer that's unhappy, we will make it right. Even if we're not at fault, if somebody, for example, we've had a customer who bought a part for his garage door opener. He put it on the garage door opener. He wanted us to come out there and set it. And as soon as we pushed a button, one button to set it, the whole thing broke. Well, he blamed us for it, and we put a new opener in there for him and didn't charge him because we wanted him to be happy. Well, guess what? He referred us to a whole bunch of – we are honest, and no matter what, we will always, without a doubt, take care of a customer. And sometimes customers take advantage of that, but we will and we won't wait around for 2 weeks. If we work on your garage door tomorrow, and you say, let's say today we work on it, and tomorrow you call and say, hey, it's not working. We're not going to say, well, we can't get out there for 2 weeks. We're going to get out there immediately and get you taken care of.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And I think that description really sets you apart from them, because not all garage door services do that. So
well,
let me see.
I mean, our reviews, we pride ourselves in doing good, honest work. I mean, we don't gouge people. We don't upsell. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody needs something, we'll point it out and say, hey, you got a broken roller here, or your roller's about to break because it's angled or whatever. But we won't pressure anyone into selling. And we've come across a lot of companies who do pressure.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let me also add, with all those description, I think your customer service is top tier. I really want to add that. And also, you mentioned about offering free estimates, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
It is. And we also have, mm-hmm. one of my girls just mentioned that we do have a best price guarantee. So as long as it's a reputable garage door company, we're not going to, if your neighbor's going to fix it for X amount, we're not going to match something like that. You know what I mean? If it's a garage door company, we'll match the price. Meter beat price.
Mm-hmm. So you can offer free estimates, a best price guarantee, and a family-owned business. And is this locally owned and operated?
It is, yes.
Okay, sounds good. You have this good description here. And do you have a mission statement? Well, let me check your website.
When you say mission, what do you mean?
Your mission statement? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I do have prepared a few samples for you. Like, for example, I have here at Father and Son Garage Door, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
That sounds great, but satisfaction is we want the highest quality for our customers, but we also want satisfaction. Satisfaction is probably more important. We want to be able to make sure they're satisfied and happy, and not just for the day of the job, but afterwards, for a week afterwards, for a month afterwards, for a year afterwards. We want to make sure that they're satisfied and have a good taste in their mouth about us.
Okay. How about this? The one that I prepared. I also have this here. At Father and Son Garage Door, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. You want this to be your mission statement?
Yeah, I like that, along with maybe that we do the whole surrounding area, you know, even up into the surrounding communities like Woodland Park, which is about 30 miles from us. So we do, you know, if somebody wants us, we're going to go there and take care of customers, even if it's out of our area. So, yes, that what you put in there sounds good.
Okay. And let me see, because you actually highlighted the satisfaction. And, oh, one more thing. I was definitely checking your account here. And I think you and Tina haven't set up yet your security question. Can we set up your security question for your protection? So, like, anytime you call in and have major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So
okay.
The choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to use?
Let's go with my mother's maiden name.
Mm-hmm. And that would be?
Bray, B-R-A-Y.
That's B-R-A-Y?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay, B-R-A-Y. That's Bray. B-R-A-Y. All right. Thank you so much for that. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
I think we do. I think it's on our card. Something along the lines of, we're not happy until you're satisfied, totally satisfied. Something along those lines. We're not happy till you're happy.
We're not happy till you're happy.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many years have you been in business? You mentioned that you've been in business for like so many
since
years, right?
Yeah. Since 04, so 22 years.
Okay, sounds good. Since 2004. And how many years of experience do you have?
30.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'll note it here. Business started 2004, and you have 30 years of experience.
Yeah, I've worked for other companies.
Gotcha. All right. And how many people work with your company?
11.
11. Good number. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
We do light commercial and residential, all residential.
Okay, all residential and light commercial. So I'm going to go ahead and put it to your both. And can you provide me your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. And Saturday, 8 to 2.
Okay, I got Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturdays is 8 to 2. And how about Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointment?
We're closed on Sunday.
Gotcha.
Saturday, we might be open 7:30 to 2. I'm not quite sure. Kathy?
I think it's 8
to 2. I guess it is 8 to 2.
Okay. That's 8 to 2. And what types of payment do you accept?
I'm sorry, payment? All forms of payment.
Okay, all forms. I just want to make sure.
Checks. Yeah, all forms of payment.
Okay, that's cash, checks, cards.
Yep.
And do you also do Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
We haven't, but I mean, if somebody needed to, we could, but we're not set up for it, so I probably wouldn't put it in there.
Okay, so for now, let's do cash, checks, and cards.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, we can do that. So now that we have your business information, Daniel, we do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So what option do you prefer?
I would go with what you suggest. I agree with you.
Okay, let's work with the first option. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile. So you mentioned earlier that you don't want to do any changes to your Google Business Profile. Does it include with the specific cities or zip codes that you are already targeting?
Right. I mean, when you guys get in there and if you see a mistake here or there that I've done, yeah, you can, or you want to write an ad or you want to change my ad. I don't have a problem with that, but what I meant is that we don't have to set all that up, that Google profile, because it is already set up.
Gotcha. So I'll note it here that you're going to target the same cities that you were targeting on your Google Business Profile, correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay. So you have to target the same. And, yep, actually, I'm going to ask you with regards to the post, to the Google post. So I also noted it here that your Google Business Profile is established. I'm also, our team is working on your Google Business Profile and they will accept the invitation. So also for that, Daniel, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in Google search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So I think it's okay for you to activate this for your business, right?
Yeah. I think
okay.
So
if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard or through your app. Okay?
When
we do the weekly post. And this is actually helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile. All right.
Okay.
And let's talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I do.
Sounds great. If you do have a Yelp page, we advise that you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Sure.
Okay. So for us to be able to do that, we will need admin access. So I will send you an email on how to add this as admin to your Yelp page.
Okay.
And let's talk about the Facebook business page now. And I think I see that you already have your Facebook business page. You got a good number of followers, the 306. Okay. Right.
Well, it needs a lot of work.
Yep, I'm actually seeing it right now. The last post was 2024. So it hasn't been like an updated Google business, Facebook business page for like a year. Okay. Let me see. But you still have access to this Facebook business page, right?
I do. Yep.
Gotcha. So can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
I can. Right now, my son has got the admin access. So I'm going to be able to add you. I got to have him add me as the administrator and take him off. So
gotcha.
I will do that though.
Uh-huh. I'm going to send you an email for this.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's a special link that you will be working on. So I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Danielle, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know.
Right.
And I do see that you have Facebook ads in your subscription, right? So for your Facebook ads, since you do have Facebook ads as part of your subscription, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And actually on that link, Daniel, just want to let you know, just in case, just for some privacy purposes, when you log in through that link, it will actually ask you to log in with a personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. Okay? Because on that link, it will ask you to choose the page. All right?
Okay.
And I do hope that you'd be able to add this as soon as possible to your Facebook business page so we can work on a correct timeline. And now, let's talk about your Facebook ads. For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Is anything extra?
No extra cost for that.
Whatever you suggest, I'll go with.
Gotcha. All right. So I will have the creative team handle this, but do you have some photos that you can send?
Okay,
so if you do have photos that you can send, that is actually helpful for our team, especially with the optimization, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me just note it here. So we will have the creative team handle this, and you can send some photos. And for your Facebook ads, Daniel, there are 3 lead response methods. We have the form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. But if you want to know our recommendation, we actually highly recommend the form fill because the form fill will give you better tracking and better quality leads. And also, it ensures that there is no opportunities that will be missed. The other options, again, Daniel, are calls and Facebook Messenger. But then again, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Probably the form sales that you suggest.
Gotcha. Let's work with that. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
You tell me a specific day you want to reach out to me.
Like, can we call you anytime if we have concerns with regards to your account?
Yeah, absolutely, anytime.
Gotcha, sounds good. All right, and you do have a logo, correct?
I do. It should be on the Facebook page. It should be on my Google, not the Facebook page, I'm sorry, my Google profile, my Google page, and it should also be on, where else is it? It's on our website also. It's just an FS, just the FS.
Yeah, just an FS. F and S, Father and Son, Lord. Because the one that I see on your Facebook, is only just like the garage F&S garage door, and on your website there's really the father and son garage door. So I want to make sure which is the correct logo that you're using. And if you do have the finalized one, please send it to us or upload them to your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Okay. I'll do
that. All right. And now you will see several important emails from us soon, Daniel. So first, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier. Let us know if you want to add or adjust. Please reply to the message. And if you have the photos, videos, and logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah. I mean, similar to the one that's on our dashboard now where you see the FS that says Father and Son Garage Door Company and then the FS. I mean, if you guys wanted to do an AI-generated one just like that, that's fine.
Okay, so you want you're open with the changes of your logo?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much the same. Keep them the same. As far as the color we like, I think it was like blue and green. The S is in a lighter green.
Okay, but actually, if you want to know my suggestion for now, Daniel, you are already using this logo, right? And a lot
right.
of customers have known you for this logo, so I think I highly suggest that we keep on the same logo.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think and your logo is already good. I like how the FS was associated with this. Let me just see it here. I'm actually noting for my team, but I'll just let them know that we'll just use the same logo. Because you're established with your Google Business Profile. You get a lot of good reviews. So they're already familiar with the logo. Okay? And so you're okay with us using some AI-generated photos or stock photos?
Yeah.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, the one that you were checking earlier, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complaint progress from anywhere in any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering necessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Daniel, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. It's going to be the same day, Thursday. Are you okay with the 16th of April, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine. That'll work.
Okay. Do you want to do it the same time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. All right.
Okay.
And...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. And actually, this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you now?
I have one question on what AI has been doing lately as far as like ChatGPT and Gemini and Grok 4. Do you guys deal with any of those? How I would get listed? How I would make sure that if somebody asked Alexa to call the best number one rated garage door company in the area, how do we get on all those services?
Okay, so you are okay with us dealing with the AI for the optimization? Is that what you meant?
I would love to be able to do so because I was contemplating if I should hire a search engine optimization or someone who deals in basically AI to get us, because your phones, everybody's asking for everything on their phone or their iPad. I just want to make sure that Gemini, which is Google, right? Gemini is?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that we come up on all those AI platforms.
Mm. Yep, actually, let me see. With regards to that, I will have to check it with our team because I think we are working with those AI optimization. And let me see. One moment. They're already working with that. Let me see if that is available and so that we can offer that for to you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yep. I will check it here and we'll let our team know that you're interested with that. So you want it to be optimized when people are searching on ChatGPT or on let me see.
Gemini or
Gemini.
or even Alexa.
Or even Alexa. Okay, yep. I'm noting it here.
Perfect.
And if ever I do hear from my team what works best for you or if we do offer this optimization, the AI optimization, I'm gonna go ahead and maybe give you a call or Tina will give you a call, okay?
Perfect.
And
thank you.
And, yep, we just discussed the call tracking earlier. So we just done setting up your account with me, Daniel. So if ever Tina will approve without the call tracking number in your account, we can go ahead and proceed. I don't need to call you back to set up the account because everything is done, okay?
Perfect.
All right. And
Thank you.
In 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away so we can adjust it, okay? And our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4, that's Pacific, Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Daniel, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, you've been great. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Daniel. Yes?
So Tina will be calling me. Is that right on the call tracking?
Yes, she will be calling you because I want to make sure that it will be approved without the call tracking. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. And I will see if she will be available today. If she will not be able to call you today, can she reach you out tomorrow? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for
your time, Daniel.
Do not hesitate
Thank
to give
you.
Us a call if you have concerns, okay?
Will do. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.